Good evening and welcome. My name is Rebecca Wee, and every few years I have the privilege of teaching poetry writing workshops at Holden. So once again this summer, I am here moved by the talent and the courage of those who come to these workshops to try what poet Donald Hall calls saying the unsayable. Writing poetry means making music with language, while also trying to convey common and uncommon ideas and encounters in new ways. When it works, the writer and the reader and those of you who are listening are taken places you didn't expect to go. We don't expect to go. That's the surprise and the pleasure and the risk of good poetry. And over the years, I've found that the poems I go back to most often read as prayers. They seek and they question, they comfort, they disturb. And although tonight's writers, they have coming to the workshops and they have volunteered to read poems, some that were written really quickly, spontaneously, some have been crafting them and editing them. They were not given the assignment of writing prayers, but you'll hear that what they've done involves close observation, concrete and vivid description, imagination and emotion, feeling, an awareness and a reverence for the world. And Holden is such a vivid place to be when you're trying to write. So the poems are meditations with a kind of rich range of attitude, attention, and song. So I will offer a prayer, and then they're going to get up one at a time and tell you who they are and give you the title of the poem and read. So you just listen until the end. Dear God, we give you praise and great thanks for the bounty of our lives, which here at Holden includes deep friendships, fleeting and lifelong, the demands and gifts of solitude and community, the exchange of humor, help, play, prayer, food, communion, knowledge and questions, the challenges and comfort of the familiar and the unforeseen, sunlight, rain, mountains, icy streams, deer, swallows, and very big black ants, physical labor, patience and stamina, all the forms of discipline and creativity that keep this living gift of Holden so alive. We thank you for bringing us together here in the effort to more fully answer your call to live lives of service, generosity, humility, and love. In your name we pray. Amen.
My name is Kenna Schilling. How to see mountains. First, stop looking at your feet. Trust this ground of sharp stones, uneven earth will carry you forward, despite letting your attention wander up. Through a break in the trees, surprise of copper tailings in the sunlight, and up farther still, tree line, canopy, and sea mountains. They are just below the sky.
Oh, goody. Snow. By Nick Cannard. Winter's gone, summer's here. I wish the snow would disappear. Crusty pile will not melt till summer's well under its belt. Grimy, coated, dented hunk, revealing sticks and rocks and junk. Hid in corners in the shade, its power's gone, it soon should fade. But it hangs on week after week, when it should melt into the creek. Truth, I like snow. And if I could, I'd hide it all in the deep, dark wood. So's later on, when summer's high, and I'd be all sweaty by and by, I'd take a hike and find my snow, where trees grow tall and flowers grow. My shoes I'd lose, my shirt I'd doff, and roll in snow and cool me off. How cold it was, I wouldn't care. I'd rub the crystals in my hair. I'd kick around and act a fool. Wouldn't care, because I'd be cool. Oh, I love the snow. I only wish that it would go and come again some other day, so I'd remember how to play.
My name's Howard, and this is entitled Looking for Cat. I've roamed these dark woods, scrambled over granite cliffs, clawed my way up snowfields, and forded the June-filled creek, looking for cat, a big cat, the very big cat. Carousel, catamount, painter, panther, puma, mountain lion, there are so many names. Rumors surface from time to time. A scratch on the ponderosa, 6.5 feet up. Scat near the compost pile. The solitary track by the path to 10 Mile Falls. Was that a scream I heard last night, 2 a.m., the village asleep? A chirp in the brush? So does cat, a big cat, the very big cat, still purr? I've heard they settle down, content after a meal, snoozing in their bloody bed, digesting. Mouse, squirrel, chipmunk, marmot, and marten, cougar eats them all, or so the biologists say. Sometimes, though, when camped by a bonfire on a windless night, I think cat doesn't exist at all. Puma concolor, an imagination from the mind of a storyteller, a beautiful pussy cat of a tail filled with spins. The meow on a winter's night when fires crackle into orange coals that pulse bright like the iris in a tiger's eye. Deer dance in the woods, fawns spotted, wobbly, loping, seeking their mother's milk. The deer dance, young bucks in velvet, but where is their killer, the creature who cracks venison bone? The driver claims he saw a cougar on a February night, snow falling 4 inches an hour, his engine dead on the old miner's road, then a shadow at his back. He turned to see the eyes, red marbles of fire, tail twitching, cat crouching, all still before the leap over snowbank and the lion is gone. At dawn, a hiker walking the path above Chelan, lake of deep water, blue mysteries in the depths, reflection of sky, mosaic of turquoise and indigo. Was it a deer behind the pine trees, racing off? That tan body? Wait, a tail longer than any creature should own, a tail attached to that body of grace, predator, cat. The years are passing, a half century in the forest, the right knee scraping cartilage, my eyes squinting at dusk, tinnitus ears ringing. My nose is no longer able to sniff you, cat. Big cat, great big cat. Cougar, where are you? Should I stand in the corner like an actor seeking Godot? Do I bait you, chase you with dogs, look for your elusive track? No. I must wait and hope and love the moment when it comes. Your long, tawny body leaping through the distance between us.
I'm Cheryl Fogg, and I have a poem entitled The Wind. S, curls of air beckon leaves to leap and dance. Windows shudder in excitement. The wind is coming, the wind is coming. Be still, quiet, and listen. Watch if you dare. The wind is coming, hold onto your hair. Hats off to you, wind. The trees are waving. While shingles shimmy, clapboards clap, skirts flip and coats flap. Umbrellas literally turn themselves inside out from excitement. Dust turns dervish and swirls in delight. The wind is here. Let's go fly a kite. Just a little one that got added for Zoe, one of my little Narnia charges, Zoe. Rosy flower cheeks bloom below marble bright eyes, bud mouth owes surprise.
Hi, I'm Hannah Lester. This is called Sunflower. I open my face with a smile, turning away from darkness with all my might. I fight my limited shape to stretch up to the fiery passion that keeps me moving all day. My energy is renewed every moment that I feel the warm glow on my black cheeks and my yellow blonde hair. I stretch up for life, but am chained down to the standard supply of nutrients that I've planted my feet in, my dirty feet. Never moving, never letting me fly up towards the love of my life, the light of my soul. I ache to feel the warm embrace of a beam of sweet sky nectar caressing my body as I break my chains and soar away from these dusty trails, this dirty land of duty and death. I know the secrets of the sun. He told me that life is created to achieve, to dance in a downpour of passion, not to be dutiful and die. I'm not a soldier. I'm a delicate soul. I don't have long to be here, and I will not waste my precious season.
I'm Pat Rushford, and the title of my poem is Spring. Green returning, clothing trees bared by winter's rage, crocus lifting purple heads, daffodils, azaleas, tulips, coloring gardens. Green and wet and gray. Flowers fade. Roses droop. Petals brown from the rain. Rain, rain, rain. Spring. It's time to step aside. Let summer have a turn.
My name is Osil. She says, if I only had a minute, I would grow an apple tree. Not with only apples, but all fruits, with fires, with joy, and warm mittens. And then travel with a tree around the world to share. Never notice that a minute ends in lives.
My name is Jamie Schilling. How to find a smile. Look first at the face for the space between things. Watch for sudden movement. The brow or cheekbone is good. But the smooth skin that temples itself into a fishnet of lines, that's the part that's contagious. That's the place of sweet hilarity. Oh, and the light that enters, switching on the lamps of the iris, the transitory brightness that jumps in like a kid delighting in wet puddles. The eyes, they just burst open, and then that fishnet of wrinkles catches the corners of the mouth and pulls.
Hi, I'm DJ, and my poem is called How to Taste Love. Pay attention to the little ways her eyes move toward the refrigerator as you step for the first time into her dorm room at college. Remember, you've been away for months, and you're supposed to be surprised at how she's grown up, your little sister, here at college and what she's learned. Not in the books and papers on her desk, no. What she's learned will find its way out of the refrigerator, which she now opens. Listen as she asks, "Can I get you anything?" Which is, of course, the same question you asked her when she visited your own dorm room yesterday. And say yes, even to string cheese, which she's offered so generously, and which will taste like love.
Hi, I'm Inge Childs, and this is my brother William, and we're going to sing a song called Winter Mountain.
They all did a great job. That's hard to do, get up in front of people you do and don't know and read your poems. We are now going to all sing, I believe this is right, hymn 880.